Hello, my friends. It's that time again to pound on the PMBOK guide, to hit it hard until you know the knowledge area, at least at a high level. Then you can go into the details. The cool thing about these summaries is it gives you a very rapid review of the landscape. And then when you approach it for the first time in whatever course you're doing, you already have some context. So you're not flying in blind. You get what I mean? So today we're talking about procurement management. Let's go on to page 460. Again, this is one of those where you got just three processes. So this is going to go very quick. Project procurement management is all about make or buy decisions, deciding to either purchase something or not for the project, and then going after that contract, awarding the contract, and then managing the contract to make sure you get what you were looking for in the first place. So the very first process is plan procurement management. This is the process of documenting project procurement decisions, specifying the approach, and identifying potential sellers. The next one is where you actually engage these sellers. We call it conduct procurements. This is where you obtain seller responses. You review those responses in the form of proposals. You rate and score the proposals using source selection criteria, and you award a contract. The next one, control procurements. This is where you are actually managing the contract. You're managing the procurement relationship. I know it says control, which is a bit of a harsh word, but it's really more of managing the contract, making changes and corrections as appropriate, and making sure that you got what you paid for. The very first process gives you seven unique outputs. This process is very unique in the PMBOK guide in that you never find seven unique outputs from any other process but this one. Procurement management plan, procurement statement of work, procurement strategy. Make sure you know the differences between these three. Bid documents, independent cost estimates, make or buy decisions, and source selection criteria. Let's take a look at conduct procurements. Major things you get out, agreements, and selected sellers. Control procurements, major thing you get out, closed procurements, and work performance information there for good measure. We know it's not unique, but it's good to have them to balance up the image. And that, my friends, is it for procurement management. Now, I want to encourage you, as you go through procurements, make sure you understand the difference between the procurement strategy and the procurement management plan. Procurement management plan is a plan for how to manage procurements overall. Procurement statement of work is the narrative of what you, the customer, want, what you're looking for the seller to deliver to you. And the procurement strategy, it has things such as the payment system. What kind of contract are you going to use? And what kind of delivery system is it going to be? When you take a look at the procurement strategy, you need to understand, is it going to be a build, own, operate, transfer kind of contract if you're in the world of construction? Is it going to be a design build, a design bid build? And if it's not one of those, if it's a services agreement type contract, then you've got to understand the different types of service agreements you could have. So let's go really quick to take a look at this. I want to point it out to you just so that it sticks. This is on page 476. And under procurement strategy, we have delivery methods. And under delivery methods, it says delivery methods are different for professional services versus construction projects. We have design build, bid build, design build, operate, build on operate transfer, turnkey, talked about for commercial construction and industrial. And then for the professional services, we have buyer slash services provider with no subcontracting, or buyer slash services provider with subcontracting allowed. We have joint venture between buyer and services provider, and buyer slash services provider acts as the representative. So kind of wrap your mind around the differences in these tiny little outputs. They are seven unique ones. And if I was to throw in change requests, you'll have eight pretty interesting outputs from plan procurement management. Okay, that's it for procurement. When we come back in our next episode, that will be it for the 10 knowledge areas. You take care. I'll see you in the next one.